Hi, I'm Luca Congedo and you're watching From JS to Remote Sensing. This video is about the download and conversion to reflectance of the Sentinel-2 images, in particular with the new semi-automatic classification plugin. We are going to download the Sentinel-2 images using this tool. We are going to use the user and password for the login. At the moment, the guest user and guest password is available, and then we are going to select the area coordinates for searching. So we can load OpenStreetMap in QGIS in order to display a map. We can go to our study area and click the area coordinates here. And then we can click Find Images. So after a while, the images will be listed in this table. Here we can see the long image name and the name of the granules or tiles. And we can also see the zone, which is very useful for identifying the area that we are going to download, the area related to each image, and the acquisition date. So we can click Display Granule Preview, and after a while, the download of this preview will be displayed in QGIS. So we can zoom to the layer. And here we have our preview that is actually the band 1, the Sentinel-2 band 1. You can see that there are clouds. We can also display the overview of the whole image, which is composed of several granules, several tiles, and we can see the overview. Here we can see all the tiles composing this image. But let's say that we want to download only this granule. So we can select only if preview in layers in order to download only this preview loaded in QGIS. Then we can check preprocessed images in order to convert images to reflectance. In particular, we are going to apply also the DOS-1 atmospheric correction here. And we are also going to create the band set automatically. We can select the individual bands, Sentinel-2 bands, for download. So for now, we are going to download all the Sentinel-2 bands. Then we can click Download and select the destination directory. And the download will start. So, of course, it will require a few minutes depending on your connection. And after a while, the download process will be completed, and once the download is completed, the conversion process will start automatically because of the option checked before. We can see that the downloaded images are inside this directory here with the XML metadata, and the converted bands will be saved inside this directory with the suffix con. Here we can see the first band converted. So after a while, all the bands will be converted to reflectance using the DOS1 correction. You can see all the bands loaded in QGIS. So let's have a look also at the band set. We can see all the bands loaded as an input for the classification process. Now we can also create a color composite of this Sentinel-2 image, for instance a 3-2-1, which is a natural color. We can zoom to an area, for instance, and see this beautiful image. So we can see the details and the spatial resolution of this image, which is 10 meters. We can clearly see the roofs of the buildings and the roads. We can also change the color composite, which is for the near infrared 732. And as we can see the NDVI values over the vegetated areas. So let's have a look at the spectral signatures here of this pixel of vegetation. And for instance another pixel here of built up. You can see the built-up in red and vegetation in green. Of course, the conversion process can be performed also after the download, but we can choose a directory containing the Sentinel-2 bands, and the table of bands will be automatically loaded for the conversion process. So Sentinel-2 images will be very useful for land cover monitoring. If you have any comments or questions, please join the Facebook group or the Google Plus community. Thank you for watching.